Welcome to Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Karen Overgaard, and we're joined today by Dylan Feek, Knoxville's Assistant City Manager. And we are talking about Streetscape project. It's spring, so that means Streetscape now. How's it going, Dylan?
So far on the progress of the current phase, which is Robinson Street between 2nd and 3rd, which includes that 3rd Street intersection, there's been a lot of progress made so far. There are 5 vaults on the south side of Robinson that are old underground, you know, caverns, if you will, underneath the street. And so as part of this block of the project, we actually have to go in and build new walls and block off, isolate those vaults, and eventually remove those as we come through with part of the project. Since they're no longer used to deliver coal to the basements of these buildings, they can now be removed. Okay. And we can eliminate the voids underneath the street for the long-term health of the street, if you will. So as we've been building those walls, that's work that's going on underneath these buildings that people don't see, but it has taken place and they're finished. We've been installing storm sewers along the north side of Robinson. So well over 220 to 240 feet of storm sewer has been installed and is completed. We've also been making a lot of progress on installing the sanitary sewer main. Just last week alone, we installed about 140 feet of 10-inch sewer main, which is quite a bit. We've also been working on all the private services that come in and out of the buildings. For the reference of the people listening, certain buildings have 5 to 6 services that come out of the building. And trying to identify where the toilets come out, where the sinks come out, upstairs, downstairs, basement, everything goes in a different direction. Okay. And we're dealing with very old plumbing. So it's very challenging to figure out where everything is going.
Sure.
And so that's a lot of the challenge of the project as well.
Okay.
But as we've been making our way down and replacing the sewer main, we've also been replacing the private services. In some cases, there have been service connections that were not connected to anything. So we've even been eliminating service connections that weren't used.
Okay.
So there's been a lot of work, and we've been making fantastic progress. And you know, if the weather continues to cooperate like it's been, continues to warm up, we're going to keep moving forward full speed ahead and looking forward to a long construction season.
What's the process this week? What are they doing right now?
That's a fantastic question. Right now, we're getting close to the center of the block on Robinson Street. So we've just finished doing a lot of work near Iowa State Savings Bank.
Okay.
And we've begun scheduling meetings with owners of the Grand Theater and beginning conversations with the Nearwood Winery, Sandals, and those buildings that are adjacent to the theater. So as we're slowly working our way west, what we do is we come through and we replace the sanitary sewer main first, and as we find those private service laterals, that's where we then send, you know, have the second crew work on replacing the lateral, and we can continue with the main. So it's working simultaneously with multiple crews. This week I expect that we'll be at mid-block or past mid-block with a goal of completing the sanitary sewer work within the next several weeks.
Okay. Is there service interruption at any point for any business along the construction area?
It's very challenging when we talk about the amount of utilities within the area. For instance, last week we had a water line that was laying right in the middle of an area that it shouldn't be there. So when you look at the project and where the actual proximity of that water line is, we need to move it.
Okay.
Well, when we are moving water lines, then we have to do some shutoffs at certain valves, and there's no pressure in the water line, so people go without water.
Okay.
And we coordinate that with the property owners, and so there are times when they do have to be without services. We do continue with the sanitary sewer work without service interruptions, and we ask that people, you know, work with us and try to flush as little as possible, so that as we come through and we're making those connections and replacing sewer main and the private lateral, that they can still continue with their operations while we continue with the construction project. And we do have some temporary plumbing in place as well that does assist with the process.
Okay. All right. Well, very good. Thank you for your time today.
Thank you very much, Karen. I appreciate it.
And that's today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks again to our guest, Dylan Feek, Knoxville's Assistant City Manager, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information next. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.